KGMI Consumer News.
Well, looks like Russia's complaining over special recognition for a Ukrainian soup. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
UNESCO has put Biti Borscht on its list of endangered cultural heritage. The group says the war is threatening Ukrainians' ability to grow the vegetables they need to make it. Russia has its own version, Borscht, that ends with a T. The foreign minister there calls the new classification xenophobia. Ukraine's culture minister proclaims his country has won the Borscht War and it will be victorious in the military war as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A little bit of an odd thing to get over odds for, but the interesting thing about Borscht is that it is not, it's an Eastern European staple, right? It's not necessarily just a Ukrainian dish, but it is, as speaking as a Ukrainian, very, very, very popular over there. And there's tons of varieties of it, too. It's not just the red soup that most people think of when they think of the dish. There's also variants. There's green borscht. There's white borscht, all made with different ingredients. And it's, frankly, I could go for some green borscht right now. That is an incredible, it's a nice cooling summer dish with cucumbers and dill. Ugh, I could just go for it right now.
Sounds great. Your borscht, Dion, is delicious. Super garlicky.
That's true. Yeah, I do make my own. So there's no chance of it dying out here in the States anytime soon. But beets being hard to grow, I mean, they're underground vegetables, they're root vegetables, right? It takes a while for them. And there's plenty of parts of the beet that I don't think people take advantage of when they go out to the farmer's market. I've seen them at the farmer's market recently here in Bellingham. There's the beet root, then the leaves also. Great for sauteing. It makes a nice side dish for your soup if you feel so inclined.
It's an underrated root vegetable. We'll keep it alive here in the States. We do have the largest Ukrainian population outside of Eastern Europe, so
that's a fact.
Keep at it.
I will. I certainly will. And more borscht. Maybe I'll try the green borscht this summer or try making it. Have not tried that just yet. Turning from soups to Singapore. Singapore has a new craft beer out that may be hard for some to swallow. Deborah Rodriguez also has that story.
Singapore's new brew is a blonde ale made from recycled sewage water. The island nation is heavily dependent on rainfall because it lacks natural water sources. Long dry spells put it at risk of severe shortages. The new beer is a spin-off of New Water. It's a plain old water drink introduced almost 20 years ago using a process that weeds out microscopic particles and bacteria from sewage water before it's disinfected with ultraviolet rays. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Okay, that's a little bit, that's a direction that went a lot better than what I was originally expecting. I was thinking we were just going to pick a cup up from some nasty water source and hope that it can ferment itself. I don't know what expectations I had for this beer when I first saw this story.
It can't be worse than Bud Light, right?
No, true.
Yeah, this is a really important technology out there. I've seen a lot of stuff online of people poo-pooing this idea of drinking sewage water, but it's already being used here in the United States, Big Spring, Texas, Santa Ana, Hanford, California, also Anaheim, California. So think about that next time you go to Disneyland down there. But this is really important. Monterrey, Mexico was in the news recently because they'll be hosting the World Cup matches in 2026. Most people may not realize this, but Monterrey is a city of 5 million people, one of the most prosperous cities in Mexico. And they are right now facing a massive water shortage. Residents in Monterrey are only allowed to use water between 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. right now.
What?
Yeah, that's just because of, like many parts of the world, we're facing massive droughts in these areas and water shortages. So I think that this technology is something that will be very useful moving forward, especially in a place like Singapore, a little island country that doesn't have any natural water resources. So they, like they said, they rely entirely on rain. So when it doesn't rain, got to figure out where else to get that water. So
certainly,
let's get creative.
Certainly. And we'll sip on some suds that are eco-friendly in the meantime.
For sure. Water's the most important ingredient in beer. And the sounds like this is very highly filtered. And when you make beer, you filter it anyway and then boil it for over an hour or so.
I feel safe drinking that stuff. Would you try it?
Heck yeah. Let's roll with it.
Let's go. Mark Skulton's got sports coming up next.